could you tell me first about Thomas? How old is he now?
How old's Thomas?
Thomas is a year and a bit.
Sorry. He's 14 months old.
15 months old.
15 months even.
Is this your mum prompting you?
It is. She sat next to me.
What's your mum's name?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Well, having established between the pair of you how old Thomas is, tell me what, and you can tell me this without referring, what sort of a boy is he? Does he sleep through the night? Is he noisy?
Oh, no, he's very energetic and up at least four times a night.
Oh, and I think he's with you.
Oh, no, that's my nephew. We've actually sent Thomas to town with my sister because he was being too loud.
Well, thank you for doing that for us. So there he is. He's noisy. He's a handful, of course.
Yeah.
Tell me about his birth.
Well, I woke up around 6 a.m. With stomach cramps, thinking they were period pains. I had a bath. And then about 9 o'clock, I went to my elder sister and my niece and nephew to go to town for a walk. And halfway there, the pains got worse, but I just ignored them and carried on going. So I went to the pound shop in the town centre to get some Nurofen for the pain relief. And about 15 minutes after I took the pain relief, I keeled over in pain. I couldn't stand straight because my tummy and my back was really, really painful. And then we called my mum, who rushed down from her house to take me to A&E. 15 minutes later, Thomas was there.
Slightly surprising for you.
Oh, quite scary, really.
How could you, and you'll have been asked this 1,000 times, I'm sure, but how could you not have known?
I don't know. I had a menstrual cycle, regular menstrual cycle all the way through. But I did speak to a midwife the night, because we were kept in the first night, and she said that Thomas could have been back-to-back with me throughout the pregnancy.
What does that mean?
That he was always towards my back, so he wasn't towards the front, so movement would have been very rare and I wouldn't have felt him kicking as much as a normal person would, and just things like that.
And no kind of bump?
No. I think I went up like a dress size according to myself, but...
What about your health? Obviously this is done in retrospect. As you looked back, were there signs of pregnancy that you might have missed?
No, there was no like morning sickness or anything like that. Obviously I ate a lot more food than usual and I was eating fruit a lot more than I would have, so... And I suffered quite bad with headaches and things, so I was always on different medication, and it's quite scary when you think back, really, because the medication I was taking, a pregnant person shouldn't be taking. Mm.
But Thomas is healthy.
Yeah, he's healthy. Well, he was lactose intolerant, but he's fine now.
Now, what do you think of this the story of the soldier then in Afghanistan? It must have brought it all back.
Oh, I think it's amazing. She must have been really, really scared, though, and it's probably the worst place to, like, go into labour, I suppose, and... I wouldn't like to be here, really. It's like being through it. It was bad enough just doing it in A&E, but to be in Afghanistan and doing it must be really, really scary.
What was your partner's... It's David, isn't it?
Yeah, David.
What was his response?
He was shocked to start off with.
How did he find out? You phoned him from the hospital?
No, I texted him to say I was leaving. My mum was taking me to hospital because I was in pain. And he arrived just after Thomas was born, so my mum went to meet him in the little lobby thing and went, "Congratulations, Daddy." So, yeah, poor guy.
And a little birdie tells me you are pregnant again.
Yeah, we're 11 weeks and 3 days.
How is it? Doing the traditional pregnancy.
Awful. The morning sickness is dreadful. It's going sick after everything I eat and drink, and hopefully that will stop soon.
You wouldn't recommend... Well, now you're doing both. What would you recommend? The surprise pregnancy or the traditional way?
I think the surprise for the non-morning sickness, but the traditional so you can be prepared.